All right, you all, welcome back to The Love Hunter. And yes, we got to get into it because I've been watching this whole, you know, Will and Jada thing, you know, since the Red Table talks. And, you know, I'm just like you. I want this superstar couple to do well. I want them to do better. And, you know, I thought maybe the worst thing I could do was talk about the slap. The slap heard around the world. I thought that was maybe one of the worst things I could do. But I think what's healthy is taking the time to realize that I didn't like what I see. You know, I didn't like that. And I didn't like anything, really, like none of it. Now, if Chris, you know, knows them as he says he does, and, you know, you got your big brother, your big sister, you know, out there, and, you know, they're teasing you, messing with you, you know, you guys, you know, you might get a little physical in the parking lot, you might get wrestling and moving kind of funny, but, you know, doing it on camera is ultimately the biggest no-no. And anytime things have happened like that on camera, like, there's clips that you can go and look up about what's been said or performances, you know, at these awards. And yeah, it does go too far, but you know, this is what we're here for. This is why the camera's rolling. It's not always to make you feel good. Sometimes it's to, you know, get ticket sales up, get ratings up, get people watching. Because if more people are watching, more people can advertise. If more people can advertise, you know, more programming can happen. If more programming can happen, then more people will buy in and invest. You know, they can become a part of your experience and mold your experience a little bit better, because that's what they want. And if any large corporation, large business, that's what you want, is to be a part of that molding and investment and outcome and profits and, you know, all of that. So I get it. You know, I get it. Here's the problem, though. Jada and Will aren't new, right? And I got to saying this to one of my, you know, buddies the other day. I was just like, you know what? Will has finally become the character from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith is actually now the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, all of the jokes and all of the crazy things he get himself caught in, and all the problems and the all those jokes and Uncle Phil. Like, please, Uncle Phil, please come out. If there was ever a time for us to have some knowledge and wisdom from Uncle Phil, Judge Phil Banks, you know, this would be the time. And it's like, what kind of reality are we even stuck in right now where the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is who's in front of us, not actually Will Smith? And here's where I feel bad for them. Maybe they have a therapist that they're seeing. You know, maybe they do have a therapist that they're seeing. But it doesn't seem like it. And I felt this for, you know, maybe the last, you know, 2-3 years. I'm like, if they do have a therapist, please stop sitting in front of a camera and sit in front of the therapist. Like, you need therapy, not more camera time. That's all I'm saying. The first few Red Table Talks were intriguing and pulled me in because I was like, wow, this is a celebrity really just owning her experience as an actress, as a semi-rocker, as a mom. As a mom trying to do, you know, multiple things. A mom trying to raise a daughter that's dealing with her own mental battles. You know, Jaden is out here just wilding, wearing, you know, all white Spider-Man costumes and, you know, doing the Karate Kid. And it's crazy watching kids say he's a Karate Kid. I'm like, whoa, blasphemy. Jackie Chan is a Kung Fu. He is a Kung Fu master. But yeah, I mean, at least we have Cobra Kai now to kind of, you know, tie it together. But yeah, they're going through it. They're real people. They're human beings, just like we're human beings. But I think the part where we get it twisted is we forget that whatever issues, whatever problems you have as a regular human being get amplified. They just get amplified once you get on that higher stage, right? And those people that are doing the work, I hate to say it, they really can't put them up on TV as much. You know, the people that are doing the real work and are solid human beings, you know, you might get them to, you know, speak to you in a luncheon, or, you know, you might get them as a guest speaker, or you might get them in a small breakout for a conference, or, you know, some type of seminar. But they're not going to announce who's got a quality mind, right? They're not going to announce who will help you be stable, because stability is for sale. Stability is a pharmaceutical drug. Stability is in real estate, in your home. Stability is a masseuse. Stability is a specific type of food. Stability is where you grocery shop. Stability is the type of car you drive. Stability is, you know, who your financial planning company is, right? Stability is for sale. So when stability comes across as, you know, one person, they're like, whoa. You trying to put me out of business, buddy? So yeah, stability is, you know, stability is, you know, not the most marketable thing. Teaching people how to be self-sufficient is, you know, not necessarily the thing. So I get it. We can't really market stability. But back to, you know, Will and Jada, you know, it's kind of to that point where I'm so sick of whoever is forcing them down our throats and Jada, right? Because y'all, depending on how old you are, you're coming into this argument a completely different time. I remember being young, being little, right? And Jada would just like levitate. She would just float into the room. I remember seeing her in, I think it was A Different World. She was on the toward the end of that show's run. A Different World. I think she was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air a few times. Although, who I remember, like was Tyra Banks. Oh my God. Tyra Banks was like brand new and a supermodel. And Nia Long had just came off of like Friday and all this success that she had with shows. And then, you know, Jada was like this new chocolate presence in Hollywood, where, you know, she had done like Menace to Society was big. Jason's Lyric was big. Set It Off was big. Woo was big. Low Down Dirty Shame. Like, if you were a fan of hers, you were there for everything. Demon Knight. Like, she was in Demon Knight too. So, like, she had all these different hairstyles. She had, like, you know, this sassiness about her. And, like, I think Jada's maybe, like, what, 5'5", 5'4"? Like, you know she's tiny. And the thing about it that I've loved since the slap, go and look at Marlon Wayans' stand-up. Go and look at Chris Rock's stand-up. Because Chris Rock talks, Marlon talks about all of them. It's one of the best stand-ups ever, because only Marlon can give this. And it might be his greatest stand-up, like, period, to this day. And if he never surpasses it, he never surpasses it. That's fine. Like, because Eddie has Delirious and Raw, and he doesn't need to outdo those. Like, there are some books that don't need to be outdone. There are some stand-ups that don't need to be outdone. But for Will and Jada, like, the thing about Jada is, I've been for Jada for so long and love Jada for so long. So to get to this chapter now where we're talking about Tupac and entanglements and not being married and sleeping in the same bed since 2016, what are you doing? Now, I'm not saying you have to run back. And I would say this to Jada lovingly, like with a hug. She probably will uppercut me a couple times. But with a hug, lovingly, like, Jada, what's going on? Like, what's the goal? If the goal is to be happy, let's go do that. Let's go call Ayanla. And let's go call, you know, a real therapist. And let's get you to real happiness. But all these things that are playing out in the media, like, A, they're being recorded, and you're going to see this for the next 20 or 30 years. People are going to remind you. And then your kids, like, your kids are being molded and growing during this time. So, like, let's just clean this up. Because the cleanup campaign, if we're doing this in front of everybody, everybody will get well and hush and shush and move past this. But what we're doing is just igniting a whole bunch of things that I don't think will be healthy and beneficial in the future. Like, can we get to the healthy part, please? Like, please, I'm begging. Can we get to the healthy part, please? The goal, please. Because what we're doing, this is just selling tickets. Like, I hate to say it, this is just selling tickets. And if there isn't a movie or a TV show or some kind of financial monetary benefit to all this, okay. I just feel like a lot of people are going to end up getting hurt. A lot of people are going to continue being hurt from all this. And I feel sad because I feel like at one point, maybe it might have been easy to navigate away from. It might have been easy to fix and get away from. And they were just too busy, right? Busy with life, busy with work, busy with raising their kids, busy with, you know, figuring out their own, you know, best selves. Because for a while, Will was that one. He was giving motivational speeches. He was pushing himself past body images. He was doing Ali. He was doing shows and movies. And it was like, he kept getting improving as an actor. And then it just started going down. Like his ticket sales started going down. And I was like, man, maybe you should stop doing the big sci-fi, you know, things in the summer. Maybe you should come to like Marvel or, you know, just do the dramas, right? Because he's killing it in the dramas. Let's do that. And then you started to see the Red Table Talks, and we were like, wow, like, power couple. So I don't know what it's going to take for them to get back to or get to the level of health that they need in this current day and age. But Jada, please, please, please help us get back to health. What's healthy for now? What's healthy for you and your family? I don't think that's going to, I don't want to see that on Snapchat. I don't want to see that on Instagram and all these memes. I don't want to see all that. I want to see the finished product. I want to see the finished product of health. I want to see y'all better. So hopefully we can see that soon. Next, I want to transition and talk about, you know, this single life and dating world as I'm hearing it from, you know, friends and family. People are just ghosting people. And my buddy just tell me, he was like, yeah, I've been ghosted twice. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. You know, you don't like what you see. You don't like what you're hearing. You don't really feel like you gel well. Who are you, you know, but a stalker if you chase after me after, you know, I ghost you. It's rude and mean, y'all. It's rude and mean. And I hate to say it, maybe that's why you're still single. If you don't have the love and respect to just tell somebody honestly, you know, I'm just gonna say it's a no for me right now. I don't need to have all the explanations and, you know, explanations and rules, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say no right now, respectfully. so that we both can kind of move on. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, when I hear these stories, I'm just like, God, man, like, what? Like, why would y'all do that to each other? But, you know, maybe there's a level of petty, you know, that I forgot about. Maybe when I was single, there was a level of petty, a level of shame, a level of things that I was bad at that I forgot about, you know? Nobody's perfect. We're all human, right? We're all human. But maybe there's something that I forgot about, right? So, I don't know, y'all. The ghosting and all that, I just... I don't know. Hey, just gonna let you know up front. I'm gonna pass just to be respectful to you. I just don't feel like we match, we link up. And if that's what you feel, that's what you feel. You can be honest, be like, you know what? Thanks for being honest with me. I appreciate it. You know, now we both can go on about our business. Because, I don't know. I just see it in my mind. It's like, somebody walks into a building and you're supposed to go on a date. And you see them walk in. It's like, nah, it's a no for me. And then you leave. Why even set up the date when you could have asked for a picture, right? They say they're 6 foot and they're 5 foot. Or she says, you know, she's built like a UFC fighter and, you know, you don't see that. Or she says she's, you know, 5'11 and a CrossFitter and you're like, you don't see that. So like, or she says she's thick and she's bony, right? I don't know what people see that makes them, you know, drop and leave, but I don't know. Which brings me to the Love is Blind show. We're going to talk about that because they do this. But when we do get on the date, that's why the Cheesecake Factory lady, the woman that, you know, was saying like Cheesecake Factory is beneath her and the dude just took her home. Now, I don't know if this is a setup. I don't know if they were just doing this to just get, you know, buzz, likes, whatever. I don't know why people post all these kind of things. But like, to the woman's side, I understand standards. It's like, look at this dress, right? Is this a Cheesecake Factory dress or a high-end dress? So yeah, I'm with her on that. But on the other side, if you're late and you lose your reservation, well, whose fault is that? I love taking my time. And I'm all for taking time and all this and that and the third. But maybe this isn't the best start if, you know, rejecting a restaurant when you were late is how we're going to do things. Because, I mean, let's be honest, let's be real. Has that happened to me as a husband? When, you know, I have a reservation and, you know, get there late with the missus? I'm trying to think. I don't know. We cook now. We don't go out. I got kids. I'm trying to think. But real talk. Let's say we do have it on our heart and our mind to go to one specific place and it's not working out. Then the question becomes, well, babe, where else do you want to go? We got about 8, 9, 10 other places we can go right within this radius. All I have to do is park and we can go to 8, 9, 10 different other places. Where else would you like to go? It does get a little bit frustrating, you know, because we're going back and forth with what do we like to eat? Where do we like to sit? What do we think about atmosphere? Then type of food. And, you know, it does get like that. You know, I'm not like married life is married life. Like people shouldn't try to sugarcoat it. Married life is married life. You do probably go back and forth on where you want to eat every now and then, but first impression is everything. And I don't think anyone should ever compromise on their standards, but I also don't think that just saying no to everything is the best way to start out. There are ways that you can jot down, write, and take note of what, you know, your lady, your boo, your wife would like to eat so that you would know in the future. There are ways to trick people into saying what they want to eat. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. If you know, as a man, finding a place to eat is going to be easy for you. And for that lady, because women are a genius when it comes to color and color palettes, a genius when it comes to fashion design and decor. They are geniuses at setting the atmosphere and the temperature for the home. That is a lot of work. Like, you know, respect where respect is due. Being that type of individual, it does come at a cost. And a lot of times that cost is billions of suggestions when it comes to eating or going to eat. And we do get to conversations like this where it's just frustrating. We frustrate each other. So men, take it into account that engaging in this conversation will not be easy. You are going to have to take your time. You are going to maybe have to make two reservations. So maybe you can keep one and drop the other when you're trying to impress that lady. Why am I trying to impress a lady that I've been married to for 14 years? Because that's what we do, right? That's what we do. There are some things that I do want to be new and fresh, and there's some things that should be well established, right? I know how to order for you. And my grandma, this is so funny. My grandma laughed at me. When I first got married, sat down, tucked my grandma in, push her chair in. Grandpa's walking in. Pushing my wife in her chair. And she's like, man, I'm about to go to the restroom. And my grandpa, like an OG, he orders. You know, orders from my grandma. Yeah, she's going to have, you know, this type of, you know, drink, and she's gonna have this type of food and cook it this way and this type of vegetable and this type of meat, blah blah blah. And they're just like looking at me, and you know, I'm telling the waiter, I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I'll have, you know, salmon, green beans, maybe, you know, sweet potato, blah blah blah. And what would the lady like? I was like, oh, you know, I'll wait till she gets back. Well, you don't know. My grandma, you don't know what she wants to eat. You don't know what she wants to order. You don't know how to order for your wife yet. You don't know how to order for your wife yet. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, no. Now, keep in mind, this is where old school rules. This is where old school dominates. Like, examine this. They've been married, at this point in time, they would have been married maybe 60 years. They got married when they were about 20, trying to think. I can't remember that they were married about 50, 60 years at this point. So all they've done, okay, all they've done at each restaurant, watch what each other orders, and getting that ability, I'm happy to say that over time, I'm getting it. It's only when there's new restaurants that pop up or things I want written down that I write it down. I'm like, yeah, this is what she had this time. She had a BLT, put that stupid mayonnaise on there. Ew. Yeah. But, you know, and the lady, she knows, hey, he wants this. You know, make sure you get an extra packet of hot sauce. He likes this type of catfish. Or he likes this, you know, Chinese restaurant. Or he gets this from the sushi place. You know, we're knowing each other and learning each other. So that part, I do love, you know. But the Cheesecake Factory lady, I'm sorry, honey. You know, you lost this one for me. You take the L, as gorgeous as you looked, as beautiful as you looked in that dress. You take the loss for being late. This young man did set you up with a nice restaurant, a nice place. And he was just trying to rebound and make sure you had proper nourishment. Cheesecake Factory is not cheap, but to take your side? No, that is not a Cheesecake Factory dress. Gorgeous and Cheesecake Factory don't go together. Hungry and Cheesecake Factory. Delicious and Cheesecake Factory. Excited and Cheesecake Factory go together, but gorgeous and Cheesecake Factory, no, I'm sorry. I love their brand and I love the food that they make. I think I go maybe once a year, you know, maybe once or twice a year when I'm really hungry. But no, I agree with her. No, that's not a Cheesecake Factory dress, but she does take the L for me on that one. As much as I enjoyed the video. Last but not least, I want to talk about this show, Love is Blind. Shows like Love is Blind, shows like The Bachelor, The Golden Years. I'm gonna talk about these a little bit more because Love is Blind, okay? I'm not going to learn the characters. I can't. I just can't because something inside of me just can't, like I can't sit and watch these shows. I can't because, and if I do, y'all got me. If I do it, y'all got me. So I watch my wife watch these shows. And it's great drama for ticket sales. It's great drama, but it's not what I want. It's like the Titanic conversation. I had this talk with the ladies last night. Titanic versus The Notebook. Titanic is trash, okay? Some of the best cinematography. Some of the best costume design. Some of the best open shots, pan, the best music, the best atmosphere. But I'm like, y'all, like, they were trying to murk these elites. And then all these other people get killed in the process. They had a whole nother Titanic that was better than the Titanic. This was just like the JV Titanic. It's like, as you get to learn in history, studying history, all that really pulled everybody in was a vacation romance. This was a vacation romance. And dude wasn't even, he wasn't even supposed to be on that boat. It was supposed to be the other dudes that won the card game. He like cheated and got his way and he's going to make his way to America, right? So I don't know. The whole story just, I don't know. Compared to The Notebook, real tears, okay? Real tears. A love that made it through multiple hardships, multiple ups and downs, being a side chick, a side dude, all these, like, I mean, dude was all greasy and bearded and working class and all that rough scruff man that women talk about wanting. And then, you know, you got the Scott Marsden, the pretty elite sailor soldier, like the best of the best of the best. That going 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years all the way through to the end. That is a love story. Now, as we come back to Love is Blind, okay? I feel like by now, the filtering process should be so much better. So, this is the real world. I see what they're doing. If they do too good of a job, then the blame is on them. Right? Because if you use AI and all this stuff to get people together and they get together and then ultimately it's, you know, DNA that makes a decision, that DNA Darwinism that doesn't allow them to cook well together, and it's oil and water, then they're on the hook because they're just like, man, like these people got married, they had kids, then like 2-3 years after the show, they all divorced. Yeah, it is what it is. So, I don't know. I feel like what they should be doing is maybe contacting eHarmony or maybe contacting, you know, these single, you know, people meet or these services and doing a, you know, a business case on Netflix for why you should be following their service, why you should be, you know, buying into this company's hookups, versus the Love is Blind. Because, like, what I'm seeing is maybe y'all's process isn't better. Like, I'm just going to say it like this. You leave me at the altar. If you leave me at the altar as a man and I'm doing the best I can to be there, what kind of loyalty or desire towards marriage and monogamy should I really have, right? And then the way they put, I kind of saw over my wife's shoulder, I kind of saw the way they had kind of put the people on the show that already knew each other and had already dated, and then they're going to try to date again around other people. No, just sloppy. That's sloppy, y'all. Why are you making Sloppy Village? Yeah, it's Love is Blind, but in the blindness, we already knew each other's dirt already. So that's why I'm like, it's a no for me. I can't. When I see the concept and I see that they're not refining it and filtering it, and I know people aren't Microsoft Excel documents. I know that. I get it. But I'm just like, why aren't we filtering a little bit better? You know, why aren't the questions a little bit better? Now, recruiting is so much more than a word. If they put the word out and they start filtering and this is who's left, then yeah, y'all, you got me. If this is who's left, yeah, you got me. If this is who we have to work with, I get it. I get it wholeheartedly. It's hard. It's hard out here. So to my point about ghosting and the Cheesecake Lady, it's hard out here. So we should be wanting to do a little bit better and explain ourselves a little bit better. One thing I wish was a little bit more standard. I wish was a little bit more normal protocol is if we had some type of, you know, filtering process on our own, right? What are you doing on your own? Because I think this is a question ladies are asking now. I think somebody in my family was asking, what are you doing to better yourself right now? What kind of growth, you know, what kind of path are you on right now to ensure that you're growing properly as a person, that you're holding yourself accountable for the things that aren't going well, and that you're doing, you know, what's best for you, you know, each and every day? I think those are great questions because it shouldn't be all on me. Like, if I have health issues, that's not my wife's fault. If I won't show up and go to work, that's not my wife's fault. If I have problems with authority, that's not my wife's fault. If I'm a hoarder, well, that it will affect my wife, but that's not my wife's fault. If I have issues from childhood, that's not my wife's fault. If I have trust issues, if, I don't know, I have anger issues, that's not my wife's fault. These are things that I need to work on ASAP, right now. These aren't things that, hey, before we get married, just want you to know, like, at night, I black out and wake up swinging on people. That's not okay. Or as a wife, if this lady says to me, you know what, I'm going to make all your dreams come true, and I'm going to be the perfect wife for you, and I'm going to love you unconditionally, and blah, blah, this, and blah, blah, that, but I have a gambling problem. Love you. I do. Mwah. Kissing. You know, it's like, well, wait, hold on. What was that? What was that last part? You have a gambling problem? Okay, well, what are we doing about that? You know, when people hold themselves accountable and go to social media or wherever, and they're saying, I've been sober for a year, I've been sober for 5 years. It's that type of accountability and leadership that puts them out front. They're telling you right now, I'm holding myself accountable. I'm dealing with me. I'm healing me. Work on you. So that's all I'm saying. I really wish there was something in place where we just knew, hey, you know what? I'm single. Let me work on what I got to work on. Let me go to leg day. Let me do chest and back day. Let me do my shoulders and rear delt day. And in between, I'll work on, you know, the core, the cardio, you know, the calves, you know, the little stuff that, you know, those little brownie points. You know, what are you doing to work on you? You're going to work on the body. Let's work on the mind, right? Let's work on the mind, because this is all we'll ever be exposed as, is mental health, mental problems. So, y'all, I'm just hoping healthy, okay? Healthy is the goal. That's why I said it for Jada. I hope the people that are ghosting people and Cheesecake Lady and these people on Love is Blind, I hope that we get to the point where we start aiming for health and not just a ring, right? I hope we're aiming for health and not just a specific type of restaurant. I hope we're aiming for health and not just jumping on camera to talk about how you feel and what you realize, right? I've realized a whole lot of things too. I don't get a red table talk. I've realized that maybe it's better to drink water than alcohol. Whoa! Red table talk. Because water actually hydrates the body. Alcohol dehydrates the body. So, you know, y'all, let's be better. Let's embrace our health. If we're not embracing the health, the best health that we can offer, what are we really asking people to love and respect and get to know? Well, I want you to just deal with the lower part of me, the low vibration version of me. Is that really the best we have to offer? Hey, I could have washed my hand after I used the restroom and blew my nose, but I'm just going to let you deal with this snot hanging from my nose and me just not washing my hands. Yeah, I know it's wintertime and it's cold and flu season, but I'm just going to give you the worst version of me that I can possibly give you, because that's how I feel today. I'm not going to hold myself accountable. I'm not going to do any work. Is that really what we're doing now? So this is in general. I'm saying this to all people. Why wouldn't we embrace health? So it's okay to just throw trash out to just anybody because we have trash? Please deal with that on your own time. Because if you're going to air it out and air out your dirty laundry in the street, now I get to see it, so I get to say something about it. And those judgmental people, they will judge. They will say things. I'm not saying they're healthy, but you put it out there for them. So now they get to talk about you. So let's get to health. I love y'all. Hope you love me back. You can love, like, and share these messages. And next time we'll talk about Loki, Ahsoka, and the Highlanders.